This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. One thing that most people in Western Washington agree on is that traffic sucks. And now sometimes that's because WashDOT just loves to close every on-ramp, exit, major thoroughfare, and bridge at the exact same time. Sometimes it's because multiple major events are going on, and sometimes it's because of a 45-vehicle crash. That was the case yesterday afternoon. Multiple collisions on I-5 backed up traffic about 5 miles for several hours before things finally got sorted out. Then, for good measure, a landslide in Bellingham closed the northbound lanes of I-5 for about 10 hours. And as much as I hate traffic, I would rather spend 10 hours stuck on I-5 than spend 6 days lost in the Australian wilderness. That's what happened to a photographer recently. She basically survived, but by the time rescuers found her, she had suffered dehydration, exposure, a rolled ankle, and of course, because it's Australia, she'd also been bitten by a snake. Now, her situation, sadly, better than a local musician. He was lost in a Washington State park for a month. Yeah, no food, no phone service, and barely any clothes, but he did survive, but again, barely. And that happened back in August, but he's only recently started sharing a story, which is one of the many stories that we've come across, left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show on the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,207. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return. If your guess is as good as mine, our categories today. What is something scary that you might encounter in your home? That would be rats.
My wife.
Oh, yes. Well, and then there's rats. We have the U.S. Cities that rats love the most. The tried and trues of the rat world.
That they love the most.
Number one has been number one, I believe, for 3 years or 10 years straight.
Then I know that one.
So some of the older cities, so to speak, they have rat infestation problems. Mm-hmm. But some of the up-and-coming newer cities, they have that problem as well. So your job to pick the 10 rattiest cities in the United States. Or, as we approach Halloween, we have the 10 best candy bars of all times.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've done the list of the most popular top 10 candies, mm-hmm. as that is constantly updated. We have the most recent rankings that we've shared with you over the past week. This is straight candy bars.
Okay, so
there's no
Skittles, no gummies,
none of that stuff. None of the Swedish fish. It's all candy bars all the time. So those are your categories with your guess is as good as mine. What else do we have? All Saturday, hopefully you can stop by the Black Raven Woodinville Brewery. Join us for Ola Day's Porter Party, going down from 4 until 8. It is absolutely free. Yes, we will have the Ola Day's brand new porter there as well on draft, as it is on draft and limited release in the area. You want to guarantee you try this? Join us on Saturday.
Yep.
From 4 until 8 again, that is absolutely free at the Black Raven facility in Woodinville. They have two. So make sure you show up in Woodinville from 4 until 8 on Saturday. We're going to hang out and
drink beer.
Try as many different beers as possible.
Maybe that should be the goal. I'll start with the porter and then work my way through the rest of the catalog.
Kind
of
it's an adventure.
Yeah.
It really is.
Man, last time we were up there, a listener came up and he said, "Hey, man, I really want to buy you a Men's Room IPA." And I was like, nah, I've already had two. It's time for me to try some of these other beers.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I did. I said, like, I appreciate it, man. How about I buy you a beer? And then, if you want the Men's Room IPA, drink it all.
But how many beers did you go through?
I went through the original Pilsner. I went through the Lime. I had a Trickster IPA. I had a Men's Room IPA. I had two of those.
Okay.
And I think that those were the ones that I tried.
Yeah.
Because I know I went for the Lime when Pilsner, maybe two or three. So I
know you're big on the Lime. Yep. And usually I'm not a big, hey, there's fruit in my beer. But that one, that's exceptional.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's fantastic. And as far as the new Men's Room Ola Day's Porter, it is have notes of Grandma's world famous rum balls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have chocolate, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices. And of course, as always, a net portion of the proceeds benefit our friends at the three local Fisher houses, helping veterans and service members in need. So stop by, do some good for us, and it's free from 4 until 8 on Saturday. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys up there. Let's see here. Today's the day we do our random question. Question 206-803.
Random.
Hello, Mariah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola, Mariah.
Man, you don't meet a lot of Mariahs. Like, there's Mariah Carey, and through the rest of my life, I don't know that I've ever personally known a Mariah.
There was a Mariah in my high school, I'm pretty sure.
You had a Mariah?
Yeah.
We used to work
there
with
was like
a
one.
Miranda.
We had a Miranda.
Not a Mariah.
That's not Mariah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know that I've ever met a Mariah in person.
And I know the one you'd like to meet in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Mariah, let's go with this one. What would you say is your favorite go-to chain restaurant or fast food restaurant? Whether it's fast casual or like an Olive Garden type place. What's your favorite?
Okay. Well, I am going to have to. So I'm vegan. So my favorite fast food is definitely Veggie Grill.
All right. Well, I mean that makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense. Now,
how long have you been vegan?
Since April of 2015.
Okay, so before April of 2015.
Almost 10 years.
If we're going to take you out, and like you said, going to a chain restaurant, what would you have picked pre-vegan?
Oh, probably just like a Big Mac or something from McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Have you, Mariah, in 10 years, have you ever,
slipped up, gone to the dark side?
I got to have a bite of that brisket or whatever it was that drew you in where you're like, man, a hot dog sounds really good, right? Is there anything where you just one time, 4th of July, whatever, pepperoni on pizza, has anything ever broken you?
Nah, I'm pretty hardcore vegan.
All right. Now, let me ask you, how has this changed as far as your overall health, your weight, the way you feel, has it improved your life?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely feel better. Definitely feel healthier. I don't do it for health reasons, but I can definitely tell that it has definitely improved how I feel.
Does it make your fart smell worse? One thing that I've noticed, I don't know this with vegans, but certainly with vegetarians, man, when they blowing out, this is a different world we're in now.
Okay, let me just tell you, I have a coworker who is not vegan, but he claims that when he eats tofu, I think is what he said, he has rancid farts. His name is Chris.
Are you doing this because of animal cruelty? Is that your reasoning?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. I cannot imagine, and I know this, Mariah, no offense. What do you get at the veggie grill?
Oh, burger. Yeah.
Okay, you get a veggie burger. All right.
And is that like black beans or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, does this make it difficult to like go out for, say I'm going to ask you out on a date, right? So, and we're trying to figure out where to go. If it's not veggie grill, what would be like picks two or three?
Araya's place. The Thai place. And,
okay.
And I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, well, as far as being vegan goes, right? So veggie
grill, cheese pizza
is obvious, right? But it's got cheese.
Oh, right, so you're vegan. Oh, man, that's right.
So
jeez,
once you brought up time, starting to think, does Asian cuisine lean a lot more toward what you can eat without having to make too many substitutions?
Yeah, I think so. And listen, y'all, I got to enlighten you. We got vegan cheese, so I can get vegan cheese on a pizza.
Does it melt normal or no?
Some of it does. Some are better than others.
Okay. All right.
So what would I find in your fridge? I break into your house. You're not home. And I'm going to steal your TV and all the good stuff. But now I'm looking in your fridge because, you know, being a thief, it definitely gets my appetite up. I open the fridge. What am I looking at?
I would say in our freezer, we stay stocked with, like, you know, the frozen, like the Gardein meatballs and nuggets. I have two kids, so I have a lot of food that is like catered to them.
Are they vegan as well?
Yes.
By choice or by mom?
It was by mom, but my older boy, my 7-year-old, he does it by choice.
Okay. Right. Now, do they ever like slip up? Because look,
come home from a sleepover. Now they got the crumbs.
That's the whole thing, right? You do a sleepover. Like the first time I came in a Coca-Cola, it was not on my watch. You know, I know it's inevitable, but it wasn't me. So your kid comes over, we do a sleepover. We're going to hook up our standard chicken nuggets, or we're going to order pizza, whatever you have to do to shut all the kids up. But like, do you think your kid would be in on it, or do you think he would make a request like, hey, I brought some of my own nuggets or something like that?
He will. He's very, he always asks before he eats something from anyone, on his own. Is it vegan? I'm vegan.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. My kids won't do that.
I feel like that question's like 3-tiered.
How so?
Well, you have a favorite fast food. I would have a favorite fast casual, and then chain restaurant.
I just can't imagine going, and even if I go to Olive Garden or whatever, just getting a salad. That's it.
Right.
Or just, you know, maybe Thai food. I could get grilled vegetables.
But once you brought up Thai rice, it makes a lot of sense. Because, right, it's rice.
Maybe.
Correct. Well, there's a lot of meat. I know they do a lot of meat substitutions, but typically, at the point that I have to eat tofu, which I've never had to, but if I had to, I would find probably Asian cuisine to be the best, because whatever sauces and spices they use tends to kill the taste
of
anything.
But keep in mind that veganism is not just, you know, getting rid of meat. It's getting rid of all kind of animal product. That's why they don't do the cheese.
Eggs,
and
the
problem with going to Asian restaurants when it comes to trying to be vegan is that, yes, they have tofu, but that's still kind of a main dish. So it's still cooked in, like, beef fat and stuff like that.
It's just another dish that they have on. Your wife was vegan for a while.
Yeah,
right?
For the first few years that we were dating, she was vegan. And it sucked going out because, not just for me, but also for her, because Miles, like I said, you go to Olive Garden and you get the salad, but also you need to check and make sure that the dressing doesn't have any dairy in it.
Yeah.
And also, when your only option is a salad, you're right. You wouldn't go to Olive Garden and just get a salad. Now imagine.
I wouldn't want to go out. I'd make my own salad at home.
That's exactly what ends up happening.
Going out.
Right, you end up cooking all the time. You don't go out. You can't go out because you're bored to death of going out.
I can't get 2 eggs for breakfast. I cannot get bacon. I cannot get ham. I cannot get sausage.
Hash browns. Honestly, could you do hash browns?
Hash browns I can do, right?
I'm trying to think.
But keep in mind, you can't cook them in like butter or anything like that. But hash browns, hash browns are good.
You can't put butter on it.
I mean, you could eat oatmeal.
You could eat oatmeal, but then don't you normally add milk to oatmeal? But I guess you could add, you know.
And to do water.
Just do water with it. Or you can do, milk substitutes. You could do like an almond milk or something like
that. Oat milk, whatever.
You know, and there are all kinds of substitutes to help these things out. You know, she mentioned the vegan cheese, which is the worst cheese on the planet.
It's not cheese.
It's not cheese.
Dude, I feel the same way, like,
Diet doesn't figure that out.
Plenty of friends that are like vegan or vegetarian. Yeah. Like some of the stuff's good, especially vegetarian stuff.
But you bet.
Vegetarians,
Tempa sucks.
I feel like vegetarians you can work with easier. I'm saying this back in my days of cooking, right? So it didn't matter what restaurant I worked in. Every fifth person is a vegetarian. Not a problem, man, because we can still whip something up for you because we have those ingredients.
Right.
And you're not going to object to butter or eggs. So you can make them a decent meal. I wouldn't eat it because I don't like. But once you say vegan, it's kind of like, look, this isn't a problem. I just don't know that we can help you.
Pancake batter, any of that stuff requires butter.
I found Mexican food was the best. Because Mexican food just naturally is actually vegan, but you don't consider it to be vegan. They're rice, they're beans. Corn tortillas and whatnot.
You're right. But a lot of times the cheese to me, a lot of times that kind of makes the whole thing complete.
Sure.
If you know what I mean.
It would be better with cheese.
Well, refried beans are the best, and that's got lard in it. So you have to eat black beans or whatever. Yeah.
But I think overall, Mexican restaurants is your best bet, whatever your diet is.
Yeah, as far as health.
Yeah, like if you're cutting down on carbs, like get fajitas. You know what I mean? I just feel like Mexican food, for whatever reason, there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Vegans.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant? Because you said it's three tiered.
Honestly, if I'm going to, my favorite, I like Jack in a Box once in a while, but it's probably Taco Bell.
And that includes breakfast? Because they do have a breakfast.
Never had their breakfast.
It looks pretty good.
All right, what about just standard chain, fast casual, like the Red Robins of the world or something?
I mean, Robin's strong. They don't have them here, but I'd take a Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's are like TGI Fried, anything that kind of had a burp. You know what?
Cheesecake Factory.
I was going to say Cheesecake Factory
just because of all the options.
It has everything.
Now, that's my sit-down place. I think McDonald's, just based on the breakfast, I have to take that.
You're right.
Because the breakfast there, in my mind, is superior.
If I'm going to get breakfast, it should be McDonald's.
Okay.
The reason we ask, what's your favorite go-to or chain restaurant? TGI Fridays just shuttered a dozen more locations. I don't believe that we have too many TGI Fridays, if any, here in Washington
State. There's none in Washington State.
There is not.
Yeah. There was a couple. There was one in Kirkland, and then I think Fridays took back their thing. Because Fridays, like the great thing about a chain restaurant, don't forget, is that wherever you go,
it's consistent.
The menu's the same. So some of the rumor mill I heard was that a couple of them in Washington State were adding stuff to the menu.
Right.
And finally, they're like, all right, you're just out of Fridays. You can be any restaurant you
want. Actually, in all honesty, I think TGI Fridays has some of the better frozen food selections.
Oh, at the grocery store,
out of a lot of the grocery store, available foods, whether that's like a California Pizza Kitchen pizza or whatever.
Right.
They seem to do the best. 50 restaurants just closed down over the past week. So at the beginning of 2024, there were 270. So that's down to about 200 as of this article being printed. Then we have news that the McDonald's Quarter Pounder is back on the menu. The beef patties have been ruled out as the source of the E. coli outbreak. Therefore, I guess they just changed where they got the onions from and apparently did it in a hurry. As they say, the Quarter Pounder is back on the menu.
And apparently Red Lobster's making a comeback. I'm watching football yesterday, and a commercial came on for Red Lobster. They've kind of changed their approach to how they advertise, but I'm like, I will be damned.
Well, okay, because I thought they were going away. You know what the first thing he did was? He came in and he goes like, we got to quit giving away the shrimp.
Yeah.
He's like, no more all-you-can-eat shrimp. That is killing us.
Well, that's their sales pitch now.
That is killing us.
It's not all-you-can-eat, but it was like for $20 or something, you have your choice of three different kinds of shrimp. Sure, it's not all you can eat, right? But
random.
So got
random.
Hello, Raymond.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana, madam.
Hola.
Raymond, welcome to the program. Random question. Might as well just get this over with. I guess we're in the food category. What is your favorite kind of cheese, Raymond?
Oh, sharp cheddar is.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
You can't go wrong with that.
Do you have a specific brand? Do you like Beecher's, Tillamook? Where do you go?
Tillamook.
Okay. Nice. Tried and true.
Love Tillamook.
You cannot go wrong with that cheese.
Tillamook's delicious.
Yeah. You got to see the size of that factory, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is huge.
A lot of people don't like buying pre-shredded cheese. That farm style shredded cheese is awesome.
Sir. You mean the thicker kind?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
I like to buy a bag for one dish and then just munch on it at night.
Yeah, I'm not a big pre-shredded cheese guy.
It's not why I buy it, but that's what ends up happening. Okay. Like, I'll make the dish Sunday, and then Monday I'll get home from work and be like, we're out, just have a couple shreds.
Yeah.
Before you know, like Thrill says.
Have the cheese bags on.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, door-open fridge foods that you eat.
Yeah, so it's like stuff like shredded cheese to me. It's like you buy this to eat while you have the fridge open, figuring out what you want to eat.
Yeah.
If I have provolone at home, it's like I'm going to eat two slices of provolone while I stare at everything else in the fridge to figure out what I want to eat to supplement my provolone intake.
I'm a big man. I love pasta. So I think Parmesan cheese, if I had to get, if it was one cheese and it was only one cheese, I'm going to pick Parmesan.
It's just the lack of versatility. I like Parmesan, but it's like, look, it serves like one purpose.
I know what it's for, but it's that important to me. It's that important to me to put on pizza, and it's that important to me to put on pasta.
Would you rather give up the mozzarella on your pizza than the Parmesan? So, like, tomato sauce. Because you say you put it on your pizza. Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, I do, too, but I really appreciate the mozzarella being there. In other words, I would be more pissed if we didn't have mozzarella to put on the pizza than I would be if we didn't have Parmesan.
See, the Chef Boyardee pizzas back in the day just had the Parmesan.
I know, just had the Parmesan.
And it was not good. It was not good at all.
I don't know that it was Parmesan.
Those pizzas absolutely sucked. But as a kid, it was an awesome day in your life.
Reese, we asked your favorite kind of cheese. Thieves with a nose for fine cheese have pulled off a massive cheddar ripoff in London. Neil's Yard Dairy said a con artist posed as a wholesale distributor for a major French retailer. They made off with 48,488 pounds of award-winning cheddar worth $390,000 before the company realized it had been scammed and reported the theft. The monetary value of these cheeses likely makes them a particular target for the thieves. Detectives at Scotland Yard, they got on this cheese case.
What is it about this cheese?
Well, international authorities are searching for the culprits. So once you go overseas...
I feel like cheese has been, like, there's been a couple of different cheese heists in the last year, and it's making international news.
Mm-hmm. Nearly 1,000 wheels of cloth-wrapped cheese from three makers have gone missing. The Hafod Welsh Organic Cheddar, the Westcombe Cheddar, and the Pitchfork Cheddar. Neil's Yard Dairy has asked international cheesemongers to be on the lookout for the stolen cheese.
How would you
know? It says it has paid all three cheesemakers in full. Keeping with its ethos of supporting small independent businesses developing the British cheese sector. But either way, they believe that the thieves were either from Russia or China, I believe is where they think the cheese ended up.
And if you're a cheesemonger, you would know, Thrill.
Okay.
That cheese comes across your counter, you're like, it's stolen, man.
Where'd you get this from?
What fries is that melted? It's so hot.
Monger means what? Salesperson?
Yeah,
basically.
Like I got a cheese store. It's kind of, I don't know why certain foods, like wine, you're a...
Sommelier.
Well, you're a
butcher. Cheese, you're a cheesemonger, right? Yeah.
So but it makes it sound like the person just is addicted to cheese and can't stop.
I know. Yeah. So the dude behind the counter at the QFC, at the
Fed Murray's?
Wherever, the guy who's tanning out the sample, he's a cheesemonger.
Maybe a cheesemonger.
Yes. You can hear it. I love Murray's, man. That's where I get my fancy cheeses.
If you ask somebody what they do for a living, they say you're a cheesemonger.
Yeah, like, okay, this dude knows the cheese.
I work at Fred Meyer, but I am a cheesemonger.
I'm the cheesemonger.
I'm a cheesemonger.
By the way, text came in and says, damn, y'all, I felt the judgment on Ted's shredded cheese snack through the radio. Eat that cheese, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than a question on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're going to do the old Monday special. Aaron Reese at the phone line. So if you're on hold, 206-803-ROCK and a random question.
We got a couple of texts here that I'll read to you. So we were talking about cheesemongers, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're into wine, you're a sommelier. If you're cheese, you're a cheesemonger. So somebody here said, isn't Uli a sausage monger? And I said, no, man, he's just a butcher. And I said, look, I know Uli's a butcher, but isn't he also a sausage monger? He trained to make sausage as a sausage apprentice and now is a master sausage maker, a.k.a. sausage monger? I don't know. See, when you put it like that, I don't know.
He is definitely certified. And like whatever he had to do for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge certification process.
In Germany.
Right.
So that's their process. And so whatever that, he's like a doctor. There's no higher level that you can accomplish than where he is on that scale of sausage making.
But would that make you a sausage monger? So like you're
I feel like monger is really only used with fish and cheese.
You're right. Fish. Yeah. Fish mongers as well.
Now, what do they do?
They catch and throw fish and then sell it to you at the market.
Okay. Yeah, so those would be fishmongers at the market. You know, next time we see Uli, I'm going to ask him, look, man, we know you're a butcher. We figured that out. Are you also a sausage monger? Or are you just a meat monger in general?
I mean, if I see, I don't know, Betty at the cheese thing, do I go, Mrs. Monger, I'm looking for a very light cheddar.
Her last name is Monger.
I know, but, you know.
But a lot of times I'll say, doctor.
You know, doctor, what's wrong with me?
Right. Like, just you would say Mrs. Doctor.
Okay.
So just be like, hey, Monger.
Monger. All right, I'm looking for a...
That just sounds bad.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it really does.
Hey, Monger.
I like to just stand there and look confused. And they go, do you need help? Actually, I do.
That's all you got to do. Look like you're not quite sure, and they immediately come to you.
Plus, I feel like, again, I shop at QFC. I like the Murray shop in there. But I feel like also the Murray's people are always pumped that you want to talk cheese.
Cheese people get real excited to talk cheese, right? I feel like butchers don't necessarily get excited to talk meat, but cheese people definitely cheese. And I think maybe for the butcher, it's like, look, man, if it's lamb, they're like, well, it's lamb. This is how we cut it. You know what lamb is. There's nothing for us to explain to you. You know you like lamb? This is what it is, right? Lamb is lamb, beef's beef, pork's pork. But right, the cheese people, man, I mean, if there's any variation, like, what exactly does blank cheddar mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. This kind of cheddar's processed. Yeah. I mean, it becomes a full-on thing. Real excited to share their cheese knowledge.
Cheese is also not necessarily going to go bad as it's packaged. So with a butcher, you have to kind of determine when you're cutting things and doing things. That's a shorter shelf life.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's more of a math game. It's kind of like a barbecue place. You know, like, they will serve barbecue until they run out. And after that, they are out of barbecue.
That's what I like about all barbecue. That's literally how it works. When we're out, we're out.
That's what we made, because if we make more, they potentially could go to waste. Same thing holds true with a butcher. You know, you cut X amount of steaks. You prepackage X amount of steaks. You do all those things, hoping that, you know a Tuesday is going to be different than a Saturday.
Sure. It's different color stickers.
So it seems to me, you know what I mean? Like, that would be the hardest part of that game,
is just not having waste. You know, it's not that you don't want to be in that eat right now a little section of the meat thing. We're like, it's a cheap steak, but you can fry that thing as soon as you walk in the door because it's got rainbow.
Why are cheese people? And my wife and I, it's like 3 months ago, we went to, I can't remember the name. It used to be called Central Market, a little bit north of here.
Oh, like in
Market
Edmonds?
Something. I don't remember. Anyway, we went there and they got the butcher counter. Great people. They'll have you try different samples of their cured stuff. Like, hey, man, try this out. It's pretty good. We're like, all right, cool. The fish people, more than happy to help you with the fish. But when we got to this cheese place, the woman behind the counter, all right, all we did was show up. We said we wanted half a pound of blank. I don't remember what it was. Hey, have you tried this something prairie whatever? So I never had it in my life. Instantly cuts us off a couple of pieces. We're like, that is really good. She's like, well, if you like that. Have you tried so-and-so? By the time we were done talking to her, like, we're both just full of cheese.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even hungry anymore. I mean, but they want
they're,
you
they're always
to try
willing
everything.
To cut you off some.
Always.
Yeah, they cut the cheese. Sometimes you gotta go, no, I've never tried this one.
Even though you have.
Could you cut this cheese?
Yeah.
But I ask first. I don't just steal them like grapes.
Bet you would.
Yeah. I would.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Danny, welcome to the program. And a random question. Danny, we're going to go with this one. What would you say is the worst thing that has happened to you in a bathroom? What is the worst thing that's happened to you in a bathroom?
I don't know. Maybe my junk actually touched the toilet seat or something in a public bathroom.
That's bad. Because you remember it. That's like something bouncing off your lip that you didn't expect.
You never had the ultimate dilemma where it's coming out both ends?
You know, if I have, it's been like somewhere where the tub's next to the toilet, you know, and it's not that bad. I mean, I'd rather have that than get my ghee on some nasty public toilet seat and then have him be trying to wash my junk off in the sink.
Before anyone walks, that's a bad look.
Yeah, that is. And then you got it under the hand dryer. Yeah, that's...
Actually, I just read that's when you go to a public bathroom, right? So the seat, the reason it's the U-shape is specifically for the sanitary part of it.
All right. Oh, so you don't jump.
I just read this like last week.
Okay,
so
we asked that question.
Because somebody, why is it there? And they said, look, it's just for sanitary reasons. And I realize, especially with dudes, because we dribble a lot. We all know this, right? There's always the dribble. So they realize, like, look, make it a U-shape. The dribble will hit the porcelain instead of the actual seat that you're sitting on. And it's slightly more sanitary.
I think more so than me, I did pass out on the toilet and did crash into my sink and then had to go to the ER in an ambulance. That was a bad situation. But in my life, I think having to clean up what other people have done in the bathroom has been a worse scenario for me, other than I was not the root cause of the problem, but I was there to have to clean up the ramifications of someone else's nastiness.
That's what I... So my first actual... legally paying job, dishwasher at Chi-Chi's, all right? And so you don't really realize it at the time. You're like, I'm here to wash dishes. That is the pots and pans and the utensils that the cooks use, as well as the plates and utensils that the customers use. And then you find out, oh, you're also the de facto bathroom cleaner, all right? And it's not like they come to you at the end of the night and say, hey, remember to clean the bathroom. That's one statement. It's in the middle of a rush. You understand that everyone's busy, and the manager comes in and says, hey, man, we need you to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
You already know why. That means something terrible has happened. And sadly, the thing you hope to find when you walk in there is blood or vomit. You hope it is that. When it's a poop incident, you're just like, I do not get paid enough for this. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Raise me ask, what's the worst thing that's happened to you in the bathroom? Courtney Ingram had been experiencing extreme bloating and constipation for 8 months.
Damn.
Only being able to empty her bowels once every 3 weeks. The 21-year-old said she was taking laxatives daily, had tried increasing her fiber intake. She was drinking black coffee, but nothing worked. Shocking images show her stomach so swollen from not going to the bathroom, she looked heavily pregnant. Courtney said after she heard a pop, she noticed she was bleeding. And after going to take a photo of the area, realized that her insides had fallen out of her body.
Oh, my. Through her butt?
Jesus.
Yes. A rectal prolapse. When there is insufficient support of the rectum. And this results in the rectum dropping outside of the back passage. Now, so far, she has undergone two operations to try and help her discomfort. But neither have been given her any relief so far. She is now awaiting a specialist. And she is now bravely sharing her experience to encourage anyone who might be experiencing changes in their bowel movements to go to the doctor immediately. As she believes leaving the issue untreated for so months exasperated the problem.
8 months.
I had really severe constipation for 8 months. I didn't think anything about it. I was just taking over-the-counter laxatives and pain relief. It's been difficult. Prior to the 8 months, I was someone who would regularly go to the bathroom. It could have been up to 3 times a day. Then I noticed some bloating, and I was concerned, and then thought my bowel habits had changed massively. I was maybe going to the bathroom once every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was really, really difficult, and the stomach cramps were out of this world, and the pain was incredibly hard to manage. I was calling into work sick all the time. One day, it could be fine. Next minute, I would be really, really doing awful with it. Every day, I was using regular doses of Laxido, because that's what we give our patients, and they're meant to really help. But I stopped taking them for a little while because it didn't feel like they were working. I was doing natural remedies, coffee, juice, eating fiber. Either way, she began to feel nauseous and sick. I tried to watch YouTube videos with things like putting your legs up, elevating your legs, rubbing your tummy, all these different things. I could feel something there, but it just wasn't coming out. So basically, she went to a hospital where doctors tried to give her a suppository, but she was in so much pain. The following day, doctors examined her again under a general anesthesia and were able to correct the prolapse that she had and evaluate her bowels.
God.
So hopefully she's back on the normal train, so to speak.
Basically pooped her bowels out.
Her insides came out. That is correct.
As far as the question, worst thing that happened in the bathroom, we might be able to all relate to this one. It says, taking a huge dump in a port-a-john and blue water splashing back up and touching sphincter.
Yeah.
That's a real weird...
Any splashback is brutal.
Well, look, you know, that means it's a little bit cleaner than the ones where you're making that Krakatoa mountain in the middle.
Right. If you can't even splash it, that is full...
Those are the ones where you're going to go, oh, God.
That is a God.
I'd almost rather have the splash than help form that volcano of crap.
And someone there says, the dude peed on my foot while using the urinal next to me.
Ew!
Yeah, and because there's all that splashback, man. And look, I've done it here. I've done it at sporting events because you're just wearing shorts. You're not thinking about it. You've been drinking beer. You wait to go to the bathroom. Basically, you're power washing this thing, and you can feel the mist of your own pee touching your knees.
There's somebody in here who weekly misses the urinal. There's a puddle of urine underneath the tallest urinal in a men's bathroom here on our floor. I don't know how they do it.
Like, you realize it's the size of a urinal and the size of your pee stream, you should not miss.
Look down and see where it's going. Make sure it's going in the right direction, and if not, adjust accordingly quickly.
Like most people do.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why that one's always.
I don't sweat it, man. I'm a short urinal guy.
Yeah.
Are you a short urinal guy?
I either use the short urinal or I'll use a stall. But the tall one is right. It's just too tall. I splash back on myself.
That's the problem I have with the shorter one. Just it goes down so far, I'm like, I'm peeing on my shoes. Basically, that is what's happening.
So I'm like, I know I'm innocent in this one.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, no. Taylor, welcome to the program.
I got two things real quick. Sorry. The peeing at the urinal thing.
Yeah.
I had a guy one night, he accidentally, while I was next to him, he peed on my foot. And he said immediately, dude, I'm sorry. If you want to pee on my foot, you can.
But no.
Let's call it good.
You know what? Game on. Even Steven.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was a great moment. And also, sup, Ted?
What's going on, man?
Okay, Tyler.
By the way, just real quick.
I kind of like that, though. Sorry about that. You go ahead and pee on me.
Someone on the text line says, when the poop water splashes back and ends up hitting your junk or the bottom of your ass, that's called the kiss of Poseidon.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's a new one.
I'm putting a fancy name on a terrible thing, huh?
Yeah, it's what we do.
All right, Taylor.
It's good luck when the bird poops on you.
Whether rational or irrational, what would you say is one of your biggest fears? Like, I always talk about the fact that I don't want to go swimming in the ocean.
Mine is being chased.
Is that because you're slow?
And his phone
house.
Just... Ah, okay. So, sorry, your phone just cut out. So your fear is being chased. Being chased by what? Like another human?
Yeah. Or anything. We went to... My wife took me to a haunted house. Corn maze. And she went ahead of me because, you know, you got to have a shield. She would tell the, like, performers, like, hey, he, you know, doesn't like being jump scared. And they, oh, man, they chased me and, like, I just can't do it.
Do you have dreams about being chased?
No.
Okay. Sometimes your fears will come up in your dreams.
If I'm going upstairs, I have to make sure someone is in front of me, because for some reason, just that whole, like, behind me, coming at me, it just gets me. I don't get it.
Now, has this been the case, like, since childhood? Did anything happen, or has it just always been a thing?
So my dad used to let me watch, like, horror movies.
Uh-huh.
As a child, and I wouldn't say it scarred me, but...
It did.
Obviously, it did. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, man, the one thing I read, because my parents kind of did, 10 years old, they're like, hey, watch Alien. And that kind of wrecked me. But me and my friends did realize one thing about most horror movies. If there's something behind you, it could be an alien, monster, serial killer, they don't do anything to you until you turn around and actually see them. So yeah. We said, if someone says, hey, Jason's standing over your shoulder with a knife up in there, it's like, I know. He's been there for 3 days. All I have to do is not turn around and look at him. Right.
Taylor, did you want to watch it, or were your parents just like, let's get this out of the way?
No, I wanted to watch it because we'd just seen Star Wars. So in their mind, oh, he likes space stuff. And I do. But Alien and Star Wars are very, very, very different movies.
All right, Taylor. I would somewhat consider that an irrational fear, because unless you've been chased by a dog growing up or something like that, it typically as an adult, not a lot of chasing going
on. That's fair.
Do you have a rational fear of something happening to you, or a rational fear where it really affects you?
Okay, as far as rational goes, I'd have to go with choking.
Yeah, okay. That is a real fear.
The idea, like you say, when you eat peanut butter at night, you weirdo, The idea of, like, because I've given the Heimlich twice to someone, and just the look of fear and...
Oh, it's a real thing.
...not being able to breathe is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
If you honestly...
It just seems like an awful way to die. Like, dying sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You don't want to die alone choking on a cheesesteak.
No, no.
Well, no, you're correct. I don't.
No, and like Ted and I, we have the same fear of just falling in the bathroom.
Mm.
Not necessarily the bathtub, but just anywhere in there.
Yeah, like when you're washing your feet.
That's how I cracked my ribs and broke them.
Right,
I fell into the sink pedestal. They asked 3,000 Americans what their biggest fears are. And there's all kinds of different things that people are absolutely scared to death about. So they gave people a list of common fears and asked them to rate their discomfort level. Then they mapped the results by state. The number one fear, should not be a shock, is death. It is the number one fear here in Washington State.
But that's realistic, because we're all
going to
die.
Right. It's going to happen.
But if you're scared of it, and you're, you know, like everything you do is...
I don't fear death at all. Not even in the slightest. Because, like, I just know that's how the movie ends, so it seems ridiculous. Now, the method with which you die...
Correct.
...is an entirely different thing to me.
The number two fear is heights, which I can completely relate to.
Yep.
Even if I just looked up and someone was standing on a ledge.
Right.
You know, not even me. I get this sickening feeling to my stomach.
You kind of feel, internalize it.
I feel it to the point where I have to turn my head and not look.
Yeah.
Because I'm so freaked out.
Halloween music.
I have no idea what
festive.
That was.
Festive. I gotta go do a test.
Yeah. Ted number three is snakes.
Oh, there you go.
West Virginians, they're afraid of snakes, too. Then there's all kinds of weird stuff. Public speaking, being in enclosed spaces. The number six fear is a tie between failure and spiders.
Spiders, sure.
Interestingly enough, ghosts and spirits were also an option, but they're only number one in one state. That would be Montana.
Really?
In Montana, they are scared to death of ghosts.
I feel like you'd hear, like, in Massachusetts or some old place.
Exactly. More of the random question on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.